lies.
Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the Scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.' Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruit. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen." Please be seated. Dear beloved of Christ Jesus, it's Tuesday. Yes, it's Tuesday. And no, I haven't flipped my wig. I know that it's Sunday, but in our text, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday of Holy Week. Our Lord's triumphant entry has happened on Sunday. He cleansed the temple of all the money changers on Monday. And on Tuesday, He has come back. He has come back to the temple. And He is teaching His disciples and the people kingdom truth. And then He's confronted by the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin is the ruling council of Israel, made up of the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They're supposed to be the theologians of Israel. Yet they challenge Jesus. They challenge His authority, which is what you heard of last week. And this morning, Jesus continues to expose the rank unbelief of Israel's theologians. Tuesday, by many commentators, is said that this is the busiest day of Jesus' ministry. He spends all day teaching in the temple and being challenged by the Sanhedrin. You'll hear some of those challenges next week and the following week also. If you review Matthew from chapter 21, verse 18, all the way through to 26, 13, that's a very, very, very busy Tuesday. Today, you have just heard Jesus tell the second of three parables to the Sanhedrin, to the chief priests and the elders and the people that are gathered. This parable, known as the parable of the tenants, sometimes it's called the parable of the wicked tenants or the parable of the husbandman, it's a very well-known parable. And it clearly addresses God's mercy in preparing and placing His chosen ones in His vineyard, in His kingdom, His nation. God readied the land, the promised land, for this people. He built a fence around the vineyard to protect His people. The promised land was very well protected, protected by the law which hedged off Israel from all the pagan nations. And this was a spiritual protection. Yet, dearly beloved, there is also a physical protection. To the north are the high mountains. To the east is the deep Jordan River gorge. To the south is the Negev, the wilderness, the desert. And to the west is the great sea, the Mediterranean. The Lord has brought His people out of Egypt. He has planted them. He has protected them. He has equipped them. And He has given them caretakers, the priest. His caretakers were to be the spiritual leaders of Israel. And they were solely responsible for caring, for nurturing, and protecting this vineyard. Finally, at just the right time, the owner wants his fruit. Yes, it's his fruit because it's his vineyard. Did you see that there in verse 34? You have it on your insert. There in verse 34, it's not the tenant's fruit. It's the owner's fruit. What is this fruit, you may ask? It's the very same fruit that you will be showing today? Repentance, obedience, faith. These are the fruits that Jesus is speaking of, and this is the fruit that the tenants is to give to the owner of the vineyard. So now let's jump forward to verse 43. Jesus takes his people, he takes them into the future. The son will be killed. Within 72 hours, the son will be hanging on the tree. And this is by the work of the tenants. The stone will be rejected by the builders. Yet, the son will not remain dead on the tree. Yet, the stone will not remain rejected. The vineyard is, therefore, taken from the evil tenants. They will be the ones. These evil tenants will be the ones who will die the second death. They will be rejected. They will be the ones who will not build any longer, because the builders will also be rejected. In a sense, they will be fired forever. And this kingdom, the vineyard, will be given to new tenants, and he will give it freely. You cannot work for the kingdom. You cannot work for the vineyard. It's not yours. Therefore, it has to be given to you freely. And it will be given to you, the other tenants. To you, and to me, and to all who believe that Jesus is their Lord and Savior. These are the new tenants. You are the new tenants of God's vineyard, his kingdom. Today is LWML Sunday. And the ladies of LWML, also children of God, what are we to do? What are we to do as his new tenants? Well, we hear from Jesus himself that we are to produce fruit. Produce fruit. That's what a tenant is to do. So therefore, in repentance, you are to confess your sin. You are to agree with God that you cannot save yourself. In your confession, you agree with God that you are in dire need of a Savior, of the Son. Therefore, you cast yourself upon His grace, and you cast yourself upon His mercy. You will not be broken to pieces, and you will not be crushed. But, dear one, you will be forgiven of all your sin. In obedience, you continue to be partakers of the gifts that He freely gives to you in the means of grace. You gladly hear and believe His word. You continue to live in baptismal grace. You continue to come to His table, and here He nourishes you. The great high priest comes into your presence, and he freely gives you body and blood, heavenly food, freely given for the forgiveness of all your sin. In faith, you proclaim the saving truth of the Holy Gospel. Even in your prayers for and in support of LWML, you're proclaiming to a sick and dying world the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. You are supporting seminaries, schools, and churches around the world. This is actually what LWML does. You ladies of LWML and all of His children are proclaiming Jesus, the Lamb of God, who has taken away the sin of the world. We do this in faith. Therefore, kingdom fruit is being produced in us, in and through us, which is well pleasing to the owner of the vineyard. This kingdom fruit is produced as we spread the good news of our Lord Jesus. And then God plants these seeds of faith in others too, so that they too can produce kingdom fruit. so that He continue to work through them, and so that they too will proclaim the truth of the gospel. The servants whom the owner sends, as we hear in the parable this morning, are the Old Testament prophets. Yet the tenants, not the people, the tenants, the theologians of Israel, what do? They bloody them. They kill them. They even stone them as blasphemers. And when you stone a servant of God by calling him a blasphemer, you're calling God a blasphemer. You're calling God a liar. But what does the owner do? He doesn't destroy them as he should. He continues to send more and more servants. And the evil tenants do the very same to them. You cannot blame the owner, as some people want to do. The fault lies specifically and especially with these evil tenants, the chief priests and the teachers of the law. It's the owner's vineyard. It's His fruit. And now Jesus tells these evil tenants the damning truth, the same truth that we need to hear. And He minces no words. Finally, the owner sends his only son, and they kill him, thinking that they deserve the son's inheritance, thinking that they deserve the owner's vineyard. It's not theirs, and it's not yours, and it's not mine. But for the sake of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, God the Father has brought you into His kingdom, and He has made you a tenant in His kingdom. He has built a wall around you, a moat, the waters of holy baptism. He is your tower, crying out the dangers of your sin, crying out the dangers of this sick, evil world, crying out the dangers of old Adam and of the evil one, Satan. Jesus is there protecting you from all of these enemies by the power of His Word. He has dug a wine press for you, His wine press, to satisfy you with new wine of His Holy Supper. This is not your doing. This is not my doing. But it is the Lord's doing. And it is He who has rescued you from sin, death, and devil. And dear ones, that should be marvelous in your eyes. In His vineyard, He has set you free. You are free from sin to obey Him, to obey His Word. Therefore, you are set free to rejoice in the salvation freely given to you, and to honor the Son who has died to make you His child, to make you His forever. This is the Lord's doing, and yes, it is marvelous in our eyes. By these means of grace, it is the Lord's work of rescuing you from sin, death, and devil. Here He calls you and keeps you. He keeps you in the vineyard. He keeps you in the one true faith. So then, He gives you His Holy Spirit freely, who sets you apart, who builds a hedge around you, so that you may live your life in repentance, and in obedience, and in faith. You therefore give thanks. Give thanks that He does not throw you from the kingdom, but He has brought you into the kingdom. And He gives to you especially all that you need in this body and life. Thank especially the Son. The Son, His only begotten Son, who He has sent. And it is by the Son, it is by His death, and it is by His resurrection that you have life, and you have life to the fullest. And dear one, that is marvelous in your eyes. Thanks be to Jesus. Thanks be to Jesus that He is our hope, that He is our life, that He is our salvation. And in His holy name we pray, and in His holy name we always rejoice. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.